In Siman Kuf Dalet, we did Sif Hey, holding the Mishaburas, Sif Katan, Sif Katan Yud Zion. So if the person, if in the case where he paused, if the Shehiya was not Kedei Ligmar Kulo, then he goes back to the beginning of the Bracha. Avim Lav, if it wasn't Kedei Ligmar Kulo, he wasn't quiet at the time it takes to complete the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Oh, we call welcome Shor Harbe. No, we did Zion. Finish it off already. Dilo Shor Rak Kedei Ligmar Oisa Bracha. The time that he paused just was the time for that bracha. Kliyama Enochayzer Rak Lo Oisa Hamokim Bovad. So then he doesn't. He just goes back to the place where he was before. So over here he goes back to the beginning of the bracha. By Kriyashma or Brachos, by Kriyashma or Brachos, you go back to, if it wasn't Kedei Ligmar Kulo, you go back to where you were. Being on the tchilas of bracha, we require you to go back and be in the bracha. Kal yedei shehi rabban is kalkal bracha, because this pause undermine that bracha that you had not finished. Udavkim shehi yisabem sa bracha, but this only applies if the person paused in the middle of a bracha. Bein bracha the bracha, but he ever less than ba kosher l'shok ligmar kula. If the pause wasn't the time it takes to finish the whole Shemoneh Esrei, so you go back to the bracha. Well, you finish the bracha, so you start the next bracha. Fine. Okay. That your test. So you go back to the beginning of the bracha, Shaposak Bo. No, we finished up. We're holding myself Vav? We did Vav. You know, actually, we did Vav last night. We just didn't do the Mishnah Berurah Vav yet. Okay. Wish I remember. Keep track of things. Okay. So we calculate this based on the person who's saying it. Fine. So we did the Mishnah Berurah on that part. Now, if the person actually spoke, so then the halachas of going back are the same as the halachas of shehiya. That's according to the Mechaber. We did the first use of Sifei Katon. We did Chabez, we did Chab Gimel. We did Chab Dalet, Hol Mechafei. Kedin Absakas. So they have the same halacha as if we have the case where a person paused. How would that be? Let's learn. Soch be'emsa bracha sicha muetis. It was a small interruption of word. He spoke just a little bit. Even if the pause was not enough time to complete the bracha, but the fact that you spoke causes you chayzul reisha bracha. He had a very long conversation with the Shemoneh Esrei, and enough time would take him, or he had very quickly, one or the other. So then, chozel rosh tefillah. Now, the fimash be arnu liyel b'sif katan tezayin, lo yidin zeh rak b'shasoch ayinei oynis. If you're comparing it to pausing, when you said by pausing, it's only when oynis caused it. That is considered a significant interruption. So there also would be the same thing. Kigoyin, for example, what would be the scenario? He was forced, under the circumstances, he was accosted by a bandit. His life was in danger. And he had to speak. So he's being forced to speak. That's when you'd have to go back. He made a mistake and thought that for whatever reason he spoke.
According to this thought process, since it wasn't Ayinus, you don't go back to the beginning. Furthermore, if you speak in between the brachas, Avagav, also Issu B'Zeh was improper to do so. K'mokam L'Shach B'Zeh Shum Tikun L'Chol Yama Elamiyad Achar Asicha Garmet Tvilasa. Because unless that, again, that conversation was long enough, K'li Merkuloi, if it was not so, you go back to the beginning of the bracha. Well, you've seen bracha, so there's nothing to do. V'im Soch B'Mezid, if however the person knowingly knew, it wasn't an oinus, and he knew that it's improper to speak, and he spoke anyway. Tzarchi and Godol, but didn't say. Yesharim and Dechayz, Atekiv L'Rosh HaTfilah, Afilah B'Sichah Mu'atis. Yesharim and Loshnob and Shargul Amazid, that there's no difference in Shargul Amazid, that he would not go back. It was since it was Sichah Mu'atis, so, it depends, B'Sichah Mu'atis, he would go back to Tchilas HaBracha. And something not like that. Now, take a look over here in the Bir Lacha in. No, I'm trying to get involved in that. Okay.
He refers to the employees by the waited time. He said that the time the onus was the problem, not the time he was waiting. He didn't have to wait. But here it seems like the onus is making it. Sort of is making it even worse than Shuggy, the fact that he had to talk because some bandits were after him is worse than him just waiting.
Okay.
Because normally the onus means he wasn't allowed to. It's not really that he wasn't allowed, but he, I mean, I guess you're saying, you have to talk because his life is in danger, but talking is hard. It seems harder for me to, like, when you're saying you couldn't daven, so that counts against you. You could daven, it was your own problem, it doesn't count.
Right.
Here it's sort of like you were mechuyev, you have to talk, so therefore that's a bigger hafsaka than you just accidentally talked.
Right, so that's what he's saying. He's saying that we see over there that yesod, that a pause is the fact that the person is just not davening is not as significant of an interruption where the situation is forcing him to interrupt by pausing. So he's saying that we'll apply the same idea to sicha. A sicha which is forced upon him is more of an interruption in the Shemoneh Esrei than the sicha which is not forced upon him. That's the parallel that he's saying. Right? Now, what you're saying, the Mishavura seen said before, a pausing which wasn't due to halachic requirements, he brought a machlokes, so that's called an onus. That's where he brought a machlokes about that, and here he seems to be assuming that and the example he gave was the listing causing him to pause. That's machlokes what it's called an oinus. And here he seems to be saying definitively that unquestionably that's called an oinus. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Zion. Ain't a person to go to Kaddish with a Kedusha. The person that he does not pause to respond to Kaddish or Kedusha. Ela Yishtag, what he does do is he's quiet. Mechavan Lamasha Armor Shleif Tiber. He listens to what the Shleif Tiber is saying. And if he hates Kaina, it'll have the status equivalent as if he had said it himself. Hayyam Betfilo, cruel to say for Torah, and a person. By Kriya Shema, we said before, a person's saying Kriya Shema, he's called a Tevra Torah, he's Oyla. By Shema Nesra, he is not. Chavav, the Kaddish, Ritzalim, the Lomen Yishmer Rabba, within the Baruch. You don't pause for Kaddish, but you pause and listen. That's referring to Amen Yishmer Rabba. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah Pashas is saying that you don't pause for Baruch Hu to say it, but you do pause to listen. Okay, so what you do is you should yishtoik ad yisparach. Now, when the pastor is reading the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah, it means including the word yisparach. So the person he listens to a main yishmer rabba barach l'am l'mimayo yisparach, and then he continues davening further.
But not the beginning of Kaddish, just those.
Just those nine words. The main Hishmer Rabba Barach Olam Hamayo Yisparach. Okay. Seeing what Mishnah Berurah said before, in a case where you have a question of actually the cases where you're allowed to interrupt to speak, he passes in his profession. You don't say Yisparach, but over here you're not speaking; you're just listening. Since there's the construction of you have to say Yisbarach. Karn the Gro, you don't have to say Yisbarach. Karn the Shachar, you have to say Yisbarach. You might as well listen to the Yisbarach. Viheka Oino, by doing so, it's considered as if he said it. Then Yishayetze Bezeg Yerechi of Kaddish or Kedusha. What you accomplish over here is that it's considered like you said it in regards to being Yotze, answering Kaddish or Kedusha. Mekomakom Lechosa Hefshe. It's not considered like you spoke to be considered an actual interruption, which that's Chokas Bisharnim. The Re and the Red of Thomas, I don't understand. If you tell me that Shemei Kohen is like you said it, then it's a Hefzik Milosh Manasre. Rashi says you're supposed to pause and listen. And Tosfos says, "Asin Rashi, how do you understand that?" So that's what we're saying. We're passing like Rashi, that you can sort of split the two and say that it's considered as if you said it, but not to the point that it's considered actually a Hefzik. Okay. Where else do you pause and listen? So the Moshe says that he was asked if you're holding Mishnah Nesra and they get the Birchus Kahanim, should you pause and listen? Moshe said yes. And they bring the Moshe of Dirsha, however, that the Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Tzipeza Frank Paskin that you don't. Rishon Zalman Paskin that you do. Okay. Regards to listening to Kriya Shema. So he brings over here from that you do pause to listen to Kriya Shema. He brings from Chaim Kanevsky, Kriya Hatara. You do pause to listen to Kriya Hatara. Now, I was once listening to a shir from a Talmud of Ramosha, I'm trying to remember whom, who said that he asked Ramosha, I hope he'll come back to me who it was, this question. It's not written, we don't have anything for Ramosha Bichsav on this question about pausing the Moshe Nesri to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. But he said that he asked Ramosha, and Ramosha told him that he should listen.
He should.
Okay,
that's
I was once in a shul. Who was it that they heard it from? And I remember the Rav was speaking and raised his question, and he said that he would assume not. And I didn't say anything. But it was to me afterwards, and I pointed out that I'd heard, you know, Hashem and Russia. So he asked me who it was, and I told him who had told me. He says, that person is named to be an aide, and therefore I would accept that. You know, you should have said something. I said, you know, I wasn't going to get up and speak in the middle of the Rav's Russia, but Russia says you should pause and listen. So there's an example, but you know, you might have Kelig Muris Kuloi in that situation, but since it's not a Kiev government, only he's a Kiev government, too, so then that'd be like more like the case of it wasn't Shehi Al Yad Ernest, and therefore you would not be go back to the beginning. Okay. Fine. Now, so if he's, they call him up for an aliyah and a posik of test. I mean, posik is that if he did interrupt, chen the kaddish of kedusha or kaddish of kedusha, he interrupted and answered it. Dinu kisach b'mezid the ladas of posik and the shem chos the rosh kam bezeh chos the rosh. If a person paused, spoke when he shouldn't have spoken, that's called sach b'mezid. Achim sabr shemutter laughs. He thought the lach is that you're supposed to do that. Now, the reason why you don't interrupt, the halacha says, is because the reason why we allow him to interrupt in Shema, etc., because people don't know what he's doing. And people just see that he's not going up. So there's a chashash of a pagam, etc. People say that he's not going up as a kayan because he's not really a kayan or a levi, whatever. But if he's Avon Shemon Esrei, people can see he's Avon Shemon Esrei, and they'll realize the reason why they're going up because he's Avon Shemon Esrei. Okay. Now, in Kuru, the Sefer Torah, who Oymed Acher at Tefillah Shemon Esrei, he finished the 19 brachos of Shemon Esrei. But he hasn't said the extra paragraph of the Kainitzor. Poisik ba'olav. Achizor lomer yilerotzen kodem. He should say yilerotzen before he does so, but he would interrupt in that situation and go get for the aliyah. Okay. Ches. Achash is seeing Shemon Esrei brachos. After he finished the brachos part of Shemon Esrei. He's able to respond. So the Mishabur Lamed, Haino Shomer Gamken Yilrotzen Kadam Elakainitzor. He said the pasuk of Yilrotzen Imrefi Begyan Nimidah Fanecha Hashem Tzuribu Goli before he started Elakainitzor. So then, even though he's going to say it again at the end of Elakainitzor, but that once he's done so, he said, "The Russian, please accept my tefillah." He's indicated that that's the end of the tefillah process. So then the extra tachanunim do not preclude him from responding, and he's able to respond only to Kaddish and Kedush and Baruch. But if he did not see the Rotson yet, so he just went straight from Hamavrech and Wisabash Shalom to Alakain and Shalom and Ross, and Simon Debrim. Well, he said, you're the Rotson and Mephi. According to that, that paragraph is still considered an extension of Shemon Esrei, also Lahafsik. Koshakosa, Basimans, Kufchav Beis. Was there Ramos or Ramah? But Masha calls why and come on Simkucha Beis. That's what Ramah is referring to when he sends you later on to Simkucha Beis. Now we say you answer Kaddish or Kedusha Baruch Hu. So Baruch Hu is easy. You answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam. But Kedusha, the Mishmar said before by Hichas Birchas Kriya Shema that you're, this is going to be at least equivalent. You only answer the psukim of Kadosh, 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 and the pasuk of Baruch Kadosh Hamim Kamoi. The pasuk of Yimloich you don't say. In regards to Kaddish, you answer Amen Yisrael and Barak Olam and Mehem Yo. You do not say Yisbarak, and you answer the Amen at the end of that paragraph. They all mean Kaber Chasav Hashir Asa. Vimru Amen. That everything else you don't answer. Okay. Zot the Shulchan Aruch Simen Kufei. Didn't miss all three tefillah. Miss all three tefillah zuach zu. Person has forgot Marv and he's having two tefillahs of Shacharis. Or so what do you do? Circle hunt and zilu zu. Could I hiluch arba hamas? There has to be a pause in between by the time it takes to walk down the ramas. Keshet he daitem as yeshavas nispala b'loshen tchina. He should be able to daven with saying it with the emotion of requesting something. You have to give yourself a chance to pause. Shtei tefilos. Kain shachos and musiv. Meshubers to cotton halab. Shachar b'lispala b'tzarech hashima b'zman tefilos shalach reo umispala shtayim. If a situation, a person is davening shachos and the right away goes into musiv, he's davening by b'yachidus and he goes straight into musiv. So if you do so, you have to pause in between. If you're davening two shmoneh esrei because you forgot one. So the next tefillah period, you can daven twice. Fine. Pinele fi mashi vur lebesim kuch ches mishabur. The bench of shachach arbis is palo shachrish time lashlama. Bench of shachach shachrish is palo minchash time lashlama. Shachlomer ashrei bein tefillah le tefillah. We'll see later on that the Chazar Masakin for us, every one of our Shmon Esrays is preceded by some paragraph of phrase, of praise, some paragraph of praise to Hashem. So we start middle, we say Ashrei, and we say, then we go to Shmon, then we Kaddish and Shmon Esrei. Shachris, obviously you say a tremendous amount before you get to Shmon Esrei. Mar, we say Birchus Kriyashma and Kriyashma, and then we go to Shmon Esrei. So similarly, Mishabur says later on that before the second tefillah that he's going to daven, he should say some words of praise. The example which is over there, based on Yerushalmi, is you would say, in the case of a person forgot Arvis and he's davening twice Shacharis. So you finish the first Shacharis, you would say Ashrei and then Shmon Esrei. Person forgot Shacharis, davening two Minchas, you say Ashrei, Shmon Esrei, Ashrei, Shmon Esrei. Sarach Lomer Ashrei bein Tefillah le Tefillah. You can say Ashrei in between. So obviously that should take you more than Hilch Da Dalet Amos, right? If Hilch Da Dalet Amos takes approximately 1.1 seconds, hopefully you can't say all of Ashrei in that time. Maybe, I don't know. So Lachar Lo Yitzur Din Zeh Rak B'Shachat Tefillah Semincha Mispalo Arvish Taim LaHashlama. The only example where this is going to be would be relevant is B'Kesh Yudavim Tumarz. The Shom Lo Yomer Ashrei Kemoshu Vavur the Shom B'Mishabur by Mariv, you don't introduce it with Ashrei. Okay. So even over there, the Maaseh Mishabur brought a Shita says it's preferred to do so. But if a case where you weren't doing that, then you would have this issue. You have to make sure that you pause. But this much it's relevant, you need to give the pause of at least the time it takes to walk Dalet Amos, which is not a very significant amount of time. Right? So basically what you do is if you argue that the time it takes to walk a mill, which is 2,000 Amos, is 18 minutes, so 4 Amos is 1/500th of that. So 18 minutes, if you do your math, 18 times 60 gives you 1,000, and 10 times 60 is 600, and that's 480. It's 1,080 seconds. 1/500th of that is going to be 2.1. Let's say around it, right? 2. If it's 80 to 500, so it's between 1.2 seconds, right? So, it's 2.2 seconds. So that's the time it takes to walk Dalet Amos. So you have to give at least that pause. The Hampton. It has to be, you've taken 3 steps back. That's Kiris Raglov. Then you said Osher Sholem, and then you paused. You're not saying anything more. You finished all your zogachs, everything you have to say. Then you pause. Then you start over again. You have to pause between this one and that. Because of Sefer Gimel, cover of Sefer Shulchan Shlomo. Chenim Siim Shanesi, Af Shadayin Lo Oker Raglov. Nizir Shatol, Turk Lachal, Yispalo, Yamtin Kazer. Say a person finished Shmoneh Esrei, he has not stepped back, and he realized that he made a mistake which requires him, such a mistake which requires him to start davening again. So in that situation, again, there has to be, so he doesn't take 3 steps back, he just starts over again. But he has to pause, Kedei Hiluch Dalan Amos. Kedei Hiluch, he has to give the time it takes to walk Dalan Amos. If you're in a road to Lach Shalim Kamri, my soul shed is welcome, Shoim and Shom. You don't have to take 3 steps forward. Law requires you to take 3 steps backwards. Taking 3 steps forward is not a chiyuv. So you said, you know what, I'll just take 3 steps backward. I realize I need to daven on the shore. That's what he knows. I'll start davening right here. Okay, why not? So then we say, you know what, before you do that, pause. Why is Mishabura saying this? Because let's say we're talking about a case of a person taking 3 steps forward. So how long do you have to, when you take a person, takes 3 steps backwards, says Oseh Shalom, and then he goes forward again. How long do you need to pause before you go forward again? How long do you need to hold that position of where you step back to? The answer is Dalet Amos. So don't tell me the reason why you have to pause Dalet Amos is because you want to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei. Even if you don't want to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei, you still need to pause. I will ask them, come, I feel in a rut to the spell of Shady Circle Hampton, commercial cost of the Simic Kuf Kuf Kimmel. Okay. So the Mechamer's Lashon is, you should be dieting with Shabbos Allah of the spell of the Lashon Tchino. So I just remind you something I thought about, I wanted to add. We mentioned before, we looked at the Bir Halacha, which says that the Halacha that you daven, you should daven Lashon Derech Tachanunim. The Bir Halacha raised that you have to be very careful about that, he said, because you get involved in a major suffix. According to some Rishonim and Achronim, if you do not daven Derech Tachanunim, you're not Yotze davening. Al Talas Tzvilos Lekeva means there shouldn't be, it should be the Tachanunim, the Theamokim. So that's a requirement, which is ma'akiv, according to them. Some say that it's not ma'akiv, so you can't go back because maybe it's not ma'akiv. On the other hand, maybe you were yotzei, so you create a major mess for yourself if you don't say derech tachanun. So it also reminded me, I wanted b'shas ma'isa, there is a Rashba, the Rashba says that halacha, the kavanah is ma'akiv in the first bracha. Right? So the Rashba takes it, which that's, you know, challenging to some extent. Right, make sure you focus on every word and what it means, etc. The Rashi makes it a little more complicated. The Rashi says that your mind can't wander in the first bracha.
At which point
in
the first bracha?
In the first bracha.
At all.
This halacha of that kavod is ma'akev in the first bracha means in the first bracha you have to be totally focused. So it means theoretically, if I think Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Elokeinu Melech Avoseinu, and then my mind wanders and I pause because my mind's wandering. And then I say, okay, Abraham, and I think about that, etc. And I do everything I'm supposed to do, according to the Rashba, you're not Yotze. Because you're not allowed to let your mind wander in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. So even though you said all of the words with Kavanah, so the Bir Halacha brings it to Rashba, says it, and he says you should be Chayshin for it. So that's, you know, just upping the ante over here a little bit, right? So it's not enough to have Kavanah in every word what it means. But it's important that should be you should have total focus on what you're saying and not allow your mind to wander. Okay, we're condemned. Weiter, Simon Kuf Vav. Who's pater from tefila? So call up pater mikriyah shema pater mitzvila. Whoever's pater from kriyah shema, like we had before, person who's oisik b'mitzvah, he's tara tira the mitzvah. That we saw back there in Siman Ayin, so he's also part of, from Tefillah. Kol shechayv kriyas shema chayv in Tefillah. So a person's chayv in kriyas shema is also chayv in Tefillah, except chutz mi malav and mesameis shein lemita tzarach behem. So we said over there, since the mita doesn't need them right now, so they should say shema. But to daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei, it's improper to do because then they might need them by the time they finish before they finish Shmoneh Esrei. Whereas the short time it takes to say shema, they'll finish Shema before they're needed. Shal b'shehem chayav b'kriyas Shema patur mitefilah. So that's the one exception where we differentiate between kriyas Shema and tefilah. Furthermore, v'noshim avodim al pishay peturim mikriyashma chiyabim etvila v'nei shehim itzasei shaloi hazman groma. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you have a daven tefila, even though you're not chayav in Krishma, because it says Hashem Shalom Hazman Groma. The Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about what does that mean. There's very, very set times for tefila. It says those set times are the Rabbanan. Therefore, the key of the rice of the daven is not limited to a specific time.
What's the rice? It's just to call it Hashem.
So, the problem is that the simple reading of the Rama holds it's meant to say the rice is to daven every day. So, Lachara, you write your back and tell an Azman Grama. The Ramban says, no, the mitzvah is to daven whenever you need. The mitzvah the rice is to daven is when you need. It means that you call out, you remember through the chatzor, it's just to daven to Kodesh Boruchu. So, that's whenever you have a pressing need, there's mitzvah to say the rice is to daven. That's clearly not Azman Grama. The Rambam says that the mitzvah is to daven every day. So the means the day is gerem. So the chur is called zman groma. So pashas, the way the Mishnah Berurah is going to present it, we call it not as zman groma. Now the Gemara says what's funny is that the Gemara comes along and says a different reason. The Gemara says the women are chayav in tefillah because tefillah is rachamim, and women need rachamim. So there was possibly what they're saying, even though it's not, even if we meet Zman Groma, but that's irrelevant. This is something women have to do. The Shabura gets involved in the Shabura gets involved in the issue over here is Zman Groma or not. But the Rama says the mitzvah to daven every single day. You know, the nature of our natural day is we daven and we go to sleep and wake up. So the Rama says now that it's a new time, you need to speak to your Creator again. So it's not this man groma. I mean, we're talking about the normal flow of how it happens. That's called that you have to daven. That's how you have to understand what he's saying. Uktanim shegiu lechinuch chayavim lechanchem. Once they reach an age of chinuch, you're mechuyav to mechanach them. The Mishnah Berurah will talk about exactly what the chiyuvim over here of women are, etc. Zot Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so Mikriyashma, everybody's called Mikriyashma, is called Mitzvah. They should have Oiskim B'mitzvah. For example, people are called Mikriyashma because they're Oiskim B'mitzvah, or should truly the Matirus Mitzvah, or because they have a focus on arranging for a Mitzvah. Example, which is he's thinking about being Berla B'ilas Mitzvah. Mavor B'simon Ayin Sifkim. The only exception where we have that somebody's chayv in Shema, not chayv in Tefillah, is the case of the Malavi Ames, which ain't limit the Tzarek b'hem. They don't need them. It's a learmer. She'enem mukhanim klal lazer ben nesiyas amita. They're not expected to help carry the mitzvah. But if they've been designated to carry the mitzvah, so that's a proper, they should start Shema and force the mitzvah away. They're not designated for that at all. So over there, they're chayav in Kriyas Shema, and they're potter from Tila. Why is that? First of all, it's all under Rabbanan. So they said, you know, we're willing to potter you. For Oichia Bamita, it's going to force them to stand still and not be malava. We can't give them the time to pause. So when they're being malava in the mace. You have to pause and stand still. Kriyas Shema is one pasuk, the first pasuk. The rest can be said while you're moving. So good. So the person will pause for a second, say the pasuk, and then continue walking with the mitzvah. So he's not the Kriyas Shema is not going to prevent him from doing what he has, his mitzvah of levoya. Now let's say so. Good, so he's put from tefillah. Let's say by doing so, they took out the mace early. It turned out the person did not. He lost him on tefillah. It's too late. It's our lahashim at tefillah hasmucha. Kivin shabashas chavasar you put them. Didn't kli abasav sim and kuf. Said a gimel ayin shabim shabur. So we said over there that this halacha tashuman is a person who's mukhiyev who didn't daven for whatever reason. If he's in a situation which halacha says he's not mukhiyev to daven, he's not mukhiyev to daven. There's no chiyev of tashuman. So my friend, if the person over here, Malabas Hameitz, is parted from Tila, so even though that's finished, when the time comes to the next, for let's say the Shachar, it comes to Tamper Mincha, that's finished, he only does one Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Fine. And then he said that the women are chayiv, even though they're part of Krishna, they're chayiv in tefillah, because Noshim and then Avadim by association, because Noshim and Avadim have the same level of chayiv as a woman. So they're chayiv in tefillah because it's a mitzvah to say, Shaloy Azman Grom. Zogt the Mishabura Sukkot and Dalit. She was to say, Kozel Adasa Rambam, Shirak Zmani Yitzvila, hey, me the Risarfim. I'll make him a tefillah, he made a Torah. The mitzvah of the rice is the mitzvah of the rice of the dam. So, how do you serve? What do you mean? Your ayved kodesh baruch with your lave? It means davening. So, Rama said that's the mitzvah. Say the rice. El shein lo nusach yedua min haTorah. Min haRaisa, there's no specific language that you have to use. When you want and how you want. If you've done at some point during the day or the night, which Pasha the Mishabur reads in the Netzalosh on the Ramam, there is that the din of tefillah, I mean, we spoke of this once, it's calculated from when you get up till the next morning. So in this sense, the night follows after the day. Because the day is, you daven before, you went to bed, and you wake up again, you need to daven again sometime during this period of time that you're awake. So you end up with this interesting halacha, that for this purpose, the night goes after the day. Okay, so Karl the Rambam, sometime during this period of time, a day or night, he daven, he just is in the rice. Okay, now the rest of Mishabura, I don't want to go run through, I want to leave that, and she do it focused. I just want to leave that.